It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Gore readings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror Shark Week Edition. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread. How goes it, gentlemen?
Namaste.
Chilling like a shark fin?
Yeah.
I don't remember. We did the last time we had that horrible LL Cool J song.
Oh, we did. I forgot about that. We got a couple.
It was no pink cookies in a plastic bag getting crushed by buildings. I'm just saying that right now. But not many are.
No, not many are. So we don't have as many shark movies this year, although it kind of makes sense. But
I didn't realize Megalodon, is that the last one we did? Was 2 years ago.
I guess it's about that.
It came up in my history. It was literally 2 years ago, because right now would have been Shark Week. So,
yeah. So we didn't get a lot, but we did get a couple. We'll get right into it. Why not? All right.
What are we doing first? We didn't even discuss.
I'd say
I was going to say I was going to let Dan pick, but now I want to do Deep Blue Sea first. But
that's cool.
That's fine. No, I was just fucking with you. I was doing the opposite of what Dan wants.
That's messed up.
Look how sexy Michael Madison is.
Oh, we'll get to it.
Is he all right. Money?
Yeah, Michael Madison, shark season. You said you looked.
All right, so our
the years have been good.
Yeah.
It's all the chopped up foreskin that the Hollywood's all raging out about.
Dan's made 90% of that.
Shut up, Todd.
With his mouth.
All right. So our first film of the evening is from Asylum, the masters of the shark flick. And direct Asylum regular Jared Cohn directs this one. And it is shark season. A great white relentlessly stalks three kayakers out on a remote island, trapping the kayakers and forcing them to decide whether to make a break for the mainland or hope that help arrives before high tide floods the island completely. Okay, so we'll get right into it. I'm not even going to talk about the movie yet. I'm just going to say this. And this is a theory. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong about this. But did you get any vibe that maybe the Michael Madsen stuff was shot during this? You know what I mean? Because he's never.
I didn't get that vibe. My vibe was they paid him for one day and he shot it all from his house. That's the vibe I got.
So, but during.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Yeah.
I got the same vibe where I thought it was just a one day thing. It didn't dawn on me that, yeah, they could have just added him in.
It totally could have, but I mean, there are full on conversations that they have. So I don't think he was like an afterthought. It pretty much feels like it was planned out that way.
It could, but, you know who he reminds me of now? John Carradine towards the end when he was having the cue cards like read for him.
Well, when he was sitting just like cross-legged as his daughter's in trouble, I'm like, you're way too cool.
But let's be honest, it was Michael Madison. If it was really happening,
he may just do that, though. I feel you. Wayne stuck in the middle. Stuck in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I think it's like a few directors for him, and if it's not them, then he just kind of goes through the motions now. He does not give a shit anymore. Well, I'm obviously criticizing the performance, but Pugs, what did you think of the movie?
I was pleasantly surprised. I think the situation was stupid as fuck. Why would you take a kayak into the middle of the fucking ocean? Oh, it's only a fucking 3 or 4 hour paddle. Are you kidding me? No. Give me a goddamn charter boat or something. I'm not doing that. But yeah, I like the setting. It's pretty basic. Stuck out in the ocean. The ladies were some nice eye candy. The dude is an eye candy for people who like that shit. A bunch of pretty people. I like the black shorts. That was very nice. She filled those out very well. And I was rooting for everybody to survive. And I won't say if they do or not. But yeah, I enjoyed Shark Season more than I thought going into it. So happy times.
I'm kind of with you. With the Asylum, which we didn't mention, I don't know if we did. It was an Asylum production.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Sometimes they're really over the top, which are fun. Sometimes they're a little pulled back, and sometimes they're just bad. I think this one, it wasn't over the top, but it worked. I really liked it too. It wasn't their best shark film, because that's a whole different argument from the Asylum. But I think it's a good addition to their shark lineup.
I'm not crazy about the name. Like that.
Yeah, I get that.
No fucking sense to me.
But. Yeah, I guess they ran out of them.
There was no shark movie out right now for them to like riff on. I don't know why we didn't do like 52 meters deep or something. Or 0 meters deep.
You may have that, and they just didn't finish it, possibly. I don't know.
Technically, they're no meters deep because they're on like the surface. But
well, I was also going to point out, this is probably the least CGI I have ever seen in an asylum movie. Not counting maybe some of their early horror stuff from back pre-Sharknado days. You have the moments, the attack thing in the bottom once the dolphins and everything. But other than that, man, this was all like pretty much just shots of an actual shark, which was kind of refreshing. Yet at the same time, I could see a lot of people complaining because it's not like some crazy ass, Sharknado style. I could see a lot of people going like, well, this one's not that funny. It's not great. I mean, it did sort of feel like, at times like The Shallows, but with two girls instead of one. There's definitely better shark movies, but it's perfectly enjoyable, actually. It works. Michael Madsen's the only one, and like I said, I think a lot of it with him now is he just doesn't give a shit anymore. But like, there's moments where he's like on the phone, and it'll be like, "You mean to tell me you're on an island and you're stranded?" I mean, it's like very like clunky. And a few points, like, I don't even know. He goes like wide eyed, and I think that might be like the sauce talking or whatever it is, more than the attempts at acting. But yeah, he was also in Megalodon. So he's got history with the Asylum. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe go. Eric Roberts still tries. Not Michael Madsen so much. But
yet I still think Michael Madsen has a bigger name.
I would argue that with you. I feel like Eric Roberts has.
Hey, Dan, more. I don't want to go to Planet Dan because in your mind, everyone's a superstar. Don't want to get into it.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's not a better actor now, but he's not a bigger name. Eric Roberts isn't. Yeah.
Maybe because of the Tarantino stuff recently, I might give you that one.
Recently, like 20 plus years ago.
If you analyze, though, the entire career, I would say Eric Roberts has had bigger movies. Would you give me that?
Like what? No, I wouldn't.
Well, I thought you didn't want to get into it.
I know. I
Pope of Greenwich Village, Runaway Train, Specialist,
Dark Knight. Yeah, but he's not the lead in any of those.
Yeah, I can't. Well, I got it back to Dark Knight, too.
Okay. But... Yeah, I'll get
all right. Well, and rant. We'll do a head to head episode.
So now we got Eric Roberts and Jean-Claude Van Damme to do. Okay.
Well, Van Damme kills everyone, but
weren't they both in a
bed together at one point?
Yeah. The Stallone movie, Expendables.
Eric Roberts was in Expendables?
He's in the first one.
Yeah, he's the villain.
With Stone Cold.
Yeah, Stone Cold. You're right. Fuck. It's been a while.
All right. Well, we have one. Now it's time to go head-to-head with the other. So, Dan, what is versing versus what's going against Shark Season? There we go.
Okay. Going up against Shark Season, we have Deep Blue Sea 3, which directly follows Deep Blue Sea 2. So, opinion before I get into this, would you say you need to see Deep Blue Sea?
No.
Two?
Or one.
Okay. I wanted to say that, Todd, I think you rewatched. I've seen Deep Blue Sea 2.
No, I did not even, I would not rewatch Deep Blue Sea 2.
I rewatched it. You don't need to see it.
Okay.
And pretty much voided that movie from my memory. I didn't even remember it connected when I watched it.
Honestly, I just saw it the other day, and I forgot it already.
We reviewed that, I believe. So if you guys,
we just mentioned it earlier because we were talking about the Shark Fin song, because we actually covered both of them for last year's Shark Week.
Yes,
or the year before, whenever Part 2 came out.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is depressing that we don't have, like, I think one year we had like six new shark movies, which is too bad. But all right, we'll get right into the movie.
We'll have Sharknado the reboot in the next couple years.
Oh, they'll totally reboot the shit.
Oh yeah,
with the same act.
Fantasy Book of the End, Dan. Don't get
started. All right, from director John Pogue comes Deep Blue Sea. Studying the effects of climate change off the coast of Mozambique, a marine biologist and her team confront three genetically enhanced bull sharks. Now a new bloodbath is waiting to happen in the name of science. Will humans ever learn? All right. Todd, what did you think of Deep Blue Sea 3? We haven't talked about this one at all yet.
We have not. And yeah, well, I guess I'm going to go first and shit on it. Yeah, it was better than the second one, but I've already forgotten most of it. It's not great. There's some cool parts. It didn't work for me. I don't know if it's a stink of part two still somewhere stuck in my brain, but I did think it was better than two, but I'm never going to rewatch it. It's
it's there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I think it's miles better than number two. So it has that going for it. Does that say a lot? Not really. But I did like the little island they were stuck on. Kind of wish like Waterworld would have had a sequel and would have been on Disney. So like, yeah, like this movie sparks better movie ideas for me. But yeah, it was fine. I didn't feel like offended and wasting my time. But I don't think I'd watch this again. But saying that, if they release Deep Blue Sea 4 and I don't remember it, like I don't remember Deep Blue Sea 2, maybe I would be suckered into it.
And you'll rewatch all.
Yeah. yeah, it's fine. I'm not impressed.
You know what? I'm going to be the ray of light on this one. I actually had a lot of fun with it. For a, you know, second sequel now, direct
to... I like the ending, though. I did like the ending.
Mm-hmm. I thought this had a good deal of action and mayhem. It had a great lead in Tania Raymonde of Lost fame, Rousseau's daughter. I think this was a really fun B movie, miles better than Deep Blue Sea 2. And it didn't feel cheap. The sharks, I mean, obviously we have CG in this, but it's not like nonstop, like really bad, like the second one was. Some of the gore bits were a lot of fun. And we had a lot of characters that I thought were really good. Like I said, great lead. Pretty much everybody managed to be likable. There's a lot of human on human violence with our antagonists here. I thought this was a really fun B movie. I did. I'm actually quite surprised you didn't enjoy it a little bit more than you did.
I will say something that it would probably have made Pugs like this better. What is our lead's name? I don't want to miss say her name.
Tania Raymond, I believe.
Do you know who she played in a biopic?
You asking Pugs?
I'm asking either of you if you know.
Casey Anthony.
I don't know.
Close. Jodi Arias.
Oh, no shit. That's awesome.
Yeah, Dirty Little Secret, TV movie.
We gotta see that.
Well, so now I kind of want to see that.
Let's do it.
I'm being good, and I'm not making the call. Well,
that's awesome. Well, you know, I'm gonna go back on track. Okay. I think the reason why I didn't like this as much as you, Dan, is because I saw this back to back with Shark Season, and my grading on a curve has already been taken.
I'm surprised. Now, you didn't pop for like the shark jihad scene, and I thought there was a lot of.
Yeah, it was fine, but like there wasn't enough going on, or I didn't care enough at the time.
Ooh, that's the biggest thing. I don't think I cared enough about any of the people in this. Where the other one, we had a couple characters, but I actually gave a shit.
I mean, it's not the original for sure. I mean, you wouldn't expect it, but
the original hasn't held up as well as most people think. Last time we watched it, it's entertaining, but it's not like everyone's putting it over. It's just. And I did it, damn it.
It's a fun. Yeah, it's a fun big budget B movie. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, guys. I had a really good time with it. I thought it was action packed. I actually really liked the characters. I did care about them.
That's because you want. Yeah.
Not just her.
I think it's worth. I think it's worth testing the waters for, though. At least check it out to see if you like it.
What if she was playing Jodi Arias in Deep Blue Sea?
Well, then it would be amazing. But that's not what she was doing.
It's on like a prison, like, I don't know. Like,
you're already making a better movie.
So I guess
I did like the ending, though. I thought that was cool. Predictable, but cool. That douchebag. Yeah.
It's got to end with her just going, fuck you, you three-finned wonder.
So the big question, which one wins?
If we had to choose one over the other to watch
and
recommend, I would go Shark Season.
I'm Shark Season also.
I'm Deep Blue Sea 3 all the fucking way. But
unfortunately, it's 2-1.
I lose.
But you know what? There's still a victory and defeat. I'm going to take off for a second, so you guys chat amongst yourselves. I'm going to send my buddy in.
Cool. So, Dan, if you have.
And we got to rate these, right?
No, we don't have to rate them. No rating. You just, just go check and watch them. But, Dan, I think that the yellow top, black shorts girl was way more attractive than the lead in Deep Blue Sea 3. What about you?
I can. Well, I don't know. I like Tanaya.
I'll be honest. I don't.
Dan, always, you're just wrong.
Wrong.
So, I'm glad you're back. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Which one would you hard R more? Yellow shirt and black shorts, or Dan's ugly girlfriend?
Oh well, come on. It's gonna be yellow shorts and black. Shorts, calm down, Dan. Just black shorts.
So did you? I'm taking you like sharks.
It's okay. Bed. It's okay, Dan. I'm black. Will Smith played me in that Shark's Tale.
Oh, there you go. It was an entanglement, right?
Yeah.
Would you eat Jada or any of the kids? Or you don't like dark meat?
Maybe he should have ate Jada and it would have been better.
I guess so.
Just push her overboard and take out the yacht and just, you know, walk in her or Wagner her. I don't know. Allegedly.
Yeah. So, Mr. Rape Shark.
Yes.
Of these two movies, which one would you recommend?
I would recommend Shark Season. Then I'd rape Deep Blue Sea 3.
Boom. Did you like any of the other Deep Blue Seas?
The first one's okay. All the sharks were bitches. They didn't rape one person. I watched all those three movies. Zero rape. What kind of shit's that?
It's a fucking travesty, and I'm sorry you had to waste your time like that.
I like Deep Blue Sea 3. You're a dumbass shark. I'm sorry.
You also wear that stupid ass hat.
My hat's awesome.
Man, you respect our guests, and that's the he's the man.
Be glad I don't like beards. Otherwise I'd rape your face.
You're the Deep Blue Sea 2 shark, little bitch.
How dare you?
I don't even got something to say of that. That's just fucked up. Calm down, Sling Blade.
That's some cool.
We all know Ghost Shark is the king. Ghost Shark's gonna like would win all of this shit.
That's because I raped that fucker to death.
Boom. Now he's ghost.
Now he's gonna haunt you.
So, Rape Shark, what's the progress on your next film? What's coming up?
Well, all these hoes don't want to be in my movie because they know I'm method.
That's not going to stop you, though, right?
Oh, no.
That's what I thought.
We may have to sell it on the back of the truck or something, but it'll be out there.
All right. I know you were
funded by Weinstein. Michael Madsen.
Yeah, I know you were hired by Weinstein before all this bullshit popped off. So
Weinstein's my bro.
Yeah, hopefully it gets going pretty soon. It'd be awesome. Wow.
If he was free, I'd be already, the movie'd already be in theaters.
Doing Jaws numbers, right?
Pretty much. Asylum will be making Struggle Snuggle Shark. That's how big my movie's going to be.
Starring Samoa Joe.
Hell yeah. Well, right on. Thank you for coming on, Rape Shark.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'll be back.
All right.
Disturbing, as always. All right.
Have a good one.
I'm out.
I love having that guy on, Dan. He's the best.
He might co-host sometimes now.
He should. And we're going to get that movie off the ground.
If all I got to say is if he's co-hosting, that means he's taking dad's spot and hosting.
That's messed up.
Hopefully so.
That's messed up. So we'll be doing more of these Versus episodes from now on. I still stand by it, though. Deep Blue Sea 3, guys. I think most of you will agree with me.
We'll see. You heard from the fucking Rape Shark mouth himself. He shows Shark Season.
Yeah. He did.
I think so. Dan's like dying to rate the damn movie.
What, Dan? You want to rate it? Will it make you feel better? Even though this is a head-to-head show.
After the head-to-head, I guess we could rate it too. If
yeah, but then it's going to set a precedent.
Okay.
It's a whole thing. No, go ahead, Dan.
Head-to-head. We don't have to. I recommend it.
Okay. There we go. Dan's wrong, and no, okay.
All right. Well, on that note, be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for a whole bunch of uncensored and original content. Also, Twitter at Flesh Wound Radio, Instagram, Facebook, Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Group, Flesh Wound Features Facebook page, and fleshwoundfeatures.com. You can check out the eBay stores. That is all I've got. And on that note, I'm not a shark. I'm a man.
I wish you, Maxwell. Namaste.
I'm out. I got nothing.